this poll was conducted with likely voters in Tampa and Hillsborough County.
One of the interesting things I saw in the poll is that rail seems to be very popular in Hillsborough, and that's despite the defeat of a referendum last year to raise a penny of sales tax to support rail. It looks like high-speed rail and light rail are both popular in Hillsborough County. Can you tell us the results and what the disconnect is with what happened last November?
Well, on the question about high-speed rail, 58% of those surveyed supported rail, with 44% strongly supporting it. I think people saw a mode of transportation that we desperately need as we continue to grow as a state, as well as the incredible jobs generator high-speed rail would have, and the income stream, as we've seen now with the study that's come out, that it would be a self-sustaining system. Concerning the light rail system, that also had strong support, 64% of those polls supporting it, 48% strongly supporting it. It's a complicated issue on a light rail system, and I think people have continued to become educated and they're on the issues and the specific questions they had, and they're realizing the benefits of it, and this just shows that we're on the right track, and we need to continue to work with the overall community to show the benefits of having diversity in our selection of public transportation, whether it's our tax-paid-for county roads, city roads, and the interstate system, or the high-speed rail system. And it just adds to the disappointment that we turned away over $2 billion that the federal government was willing to help build our rail system.
Another question that was asked by this Hamilton campaign survey is, who would people vote for? Who would Hillsborough voters vote for in next November's presidential election? What happened there?
You know, that's really interesting. With Hillsborough County and Tampa going to be a high profile on the global scale with the Republican National Convention coming into the area, we wanted to see where people stood on that issue. And right now, it's pretty evenly split on how people will vote. 42% saying that they would reelect President Obama, and 45% saying that they would support a Republican candidate. Obviously no particular candidate identified at this point. So it was very interesting to see how evenly split that is. So it's going to continue to be an interesting issue throughout our county and our state and the country as we get closer up to the election coming in 2012. And as we know, all eyes will be on Tampa when the Republican National Convention comes here next year.
We're speaking with Bob Rohrlach, President and CEO of the Greater Tampa Chamber of Commerce. Another question that was asked in this poll is about universal health care. Perhaps surprisingly, a majority of Hillsborough voters support universal health care.
Yeah, that was an interesting question. So much has been brought to the general public's attention on health care since Congress passed the universal health care legislation, and people are understanding how it continues to be an issue that we all need to pay attention to in our health care costs. But a majority of the voters, 55%, favor providing universal health care for all Americans, and 41% oppose it. But of those who support it, 43% strongly favor it. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how that translates relative to people throughout the country. And as we're seeing in Congress, they're making changes already to the universal health care plan that was approved, what that will be and how that will all continue to shake out for people needing health care.
What did the poll find out about what Hillsborough voters say about a countywide mayor?
We asked this question because it's been something that's come up in the past, and voters favor creating a countywide mayor to represent all of Hillsborough County. 50% favor that, 39% oppose it, and of those who favor it, 26% strongly favor having a county mayor. So I think people are seeing, as we're watching at the federal level and the state level, consolidating efficiencies for government, that they want to see that happening at the local level as well. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of impact that question and the results have as we go forward on our local government issues.